coming to Medina today, Craig. I was in part of Lorain County, and the sun was shining over the cornfields, and then I got into Medina, and for some reason I entered into a fog zone this morning. So I don't know if it's a usual occurrence at certain times.
I saw that, too. A lot of mist out there.
Well, a guy who's in Medina County quite a bit, Joe Tate, joins us here. Joe, you get a lot of fog down here in the early morning hours at this time?
I don't know. We sit up on what they tell me is the highest point in Medina County, and this morning it got up as high as our house, which is very rare. Come out on the front porch and you can see a sea of fog down below, but it's clear up above. This morning it was foggy all the way.
For a moment then I was thinking, am I going to get lost? I got to keep on the road signs here as I come driving on through. But we're down here in Medina County, in the Medina, in the Main Street Cafe. And Joe is nice enough to stop in and join us this morning. And I know the big news we have to ask, Joe, I know people want us to ask, is what do you think about Germany winning the World Cup?
I didn't know they had won the World Cup until you just told me.
Well, there you go.
So what do you think about the Indians heading into the All-Star break at 500?
I didn't know they were at 500.
How about that LeBron James guy coming back to the Cavaliers?
Who?
That's what I'm talking about. Now,
this is going to be a real short program.
No, I know.
Have you been to this train museum that they have here on the square?
Yes.
Because I've saw that it's coming here, and I'm interested into checking this out that they have there. It seems to be kind of they have a hobby store with a museum above there as well. What did you have to think about it?
I'm sorry?
What did you think about it when you had a tour?
I just think that there are so many, and the way you put it is right on. There are so many things in this town that people don't know exist. I guess it's like New York. You go to New York and you say, you've been to the Statue of Liberty? No. You've been to the Empire State Building? No. They're right there sticking up in the sky, but they don't go. And the same way with a lot of people here. The things are here, maybe not quite as prominent as the things in New York, but they are here and they're well worth viewing, whatever your interests are.
Well, I was searching through and I realized there's many different sort of unique museums. They have a firehouse museum or a museum of fire equipment that somebody started here. The airport, I guess, has an aviation type of museum there. It kind of makes it for people who have a passion for something that they want to, I guess, share with other people.
Yeah, I was sorry to see Whitey's Army and Navy store down on the corner decide to hang it up, because that was a fascinating place to go. That was like almost going to a museum with all the materials that they had in there.
It's hard not to leave a store like that without purchasing something that you think, I never knew they had this, but I sure could use it, I think.
Yes, in case war breaks out, I want to be prepared.
Well, everybody needs a good canteen.
Yes.
Nowadays, right. Or something like that.
Joe, how long have you been in Medina County, and why? Why did you move here?
We have been out here for 27 years, and we came out here because we were looking for a place for our horses. My wife was in the horse racing business for over 20 years, and we have had our own horses. In fact, I sat down the other day and looked at the files, and in the 20-some years that she was working horses, we'd had over 40 horses that have come and gone. But we needed a place, especially we were getting into the foaling business, getting into the breeding business, so we needed some place where we could, deliver a colt, deliver a foal. And this place at the time had the ground but not the facilities, and we went down to Fredericksburg and talked to the Amish builders down there, and they came up and turned a very large garage into a 7-stall barn, and they did it in 8-degree weather in January, and they also built the pasture fence as well. I've never seen anything like that in my life. It was amazing, and they just came, they did it, and they went home.
They get up on those high peaks, too, with no fear of heights. I've seen them do that, and I just wonder, They start them young, I guess.
Something that they are comfortable with. I guess you can do a lot of things if you have a comfort zone when you get up there. I don't have such a comfort zone.
How many horses do you have now?
We have none now. We're down to two dogs and a cat because Jeannie retired when I retired.
So now you have empty stalls, I guess?
We have empty stalls. Yes, we do.
Well, there's less cleaning up than you have to
worry
about that as well.
So is life good after all these years of being on the road and now you're back?
Oh, yeah. You know, people say, well, where are you going next? And, you know, have you been overseas or have you been to Vegas? And the point of it is, after 40 years of being on the road, I want to be home. That's it. I am a homebody to begin with. I've done my traveling, so I plan to stay at home. Jeannie likes to be at home. So we're just a couple of homebodies that spend virtually all our time where we live.
Now, are you a reader of sorts, or are you some sort of a hobbyist trying to keep your hands busy with anything?
Well, the other thing that came with our jobs is we've had 40 years of stuff piled into that house. We hadn't arrived at the level of being hoarders, but we were certainly loaded with things. And so first couple of years now of retirement, we have been just hoeing out all the stuff. And I finally got my den the way I wanted it, and that was a major task. I am a railroad enthusiast, and as a result, a lot of the railroad stuff I have is now in the den, but it's in a proper place. And so I feel good about what we've done thus far, and the next major attack will be the basement.
You got lanterns on display, I assume?
Yes, people have gone into that basement and never been seen again.
Well, one thing at a time, that's what you have to do. I suppose in somewhat retirement, you kind of live your life, and then you start to retire, and then you go through your stuff and live your life in reverse of all the things that you have gone through.
That's very true. That's very true.
You see different things that maybe you had forgotten. It kind of helps to go through. Well, Joe, we appreciate you stopping in this morning and sharing a little bit of our time with us as we put the spotlight on this fine community. And we've got a lot more as we continue on today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. And we're scheduled to have the mayor coming up next hour as well. In just a moment, we'll talk with Janet Harsh from Life Care Center of Medina joining us here. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate your time.
Stay here long enough, guys. You can vote. So nice to put faces with the voices. And thank you for having me stop by.
Thanks. We appreciate your time.